Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. Yes, this is the first show of 2018. A little bit later than what I anticipated, because I initially wanted to come back January 12th, but a certain circumstances said, not today, son, not today. So the January 12th edition was canceled and pushed to next week, January 19th. And that didn't happen because, again, of circumstances beyond my control. So January 19th was canceled, and that brings us to today. I've not had one of these Indie Country Radio shows in over 2 months now, since November the 17th, I believe, or 14th, something like that. So with that being said, let's get straight into the first radio show of the year. Coming in today at number three is an artist who I had the immense pleasure of talking with back on the 5th of this month. So here at number three, it's Akiera with her brand new single Wake Up Call on Indie Country Radio.
Myself, I ain't that pretty little piece of arm candy you can put on your shelf. No, I ain't that call for a good time, go and take a slow ride type of girl. I'm that hold on tight, don't ask me why, bombshell that rocks your world. I'm gonna dress up, I'm gonna go out, but you're pulling me in, you're dragging me down, you're holding me back, I'm trying to let go. We push you. Think that you control me, and boy, you think you know me. You got me figured out, but I ain't that call when you're lonely. You ain't the only choice I got tonight. All you better believe that it ain't a thing for me to leave you high and dry. I'm gonna dress up. I'm gonna go out, but you're pulling me in. You're dragging me down, you're holding me back. I'm trying to let go, we pushed too far, we got too close. If you think I need you, you got it all wrong. You think I want you, you need to wake up call. Call.
Man, that's a great song. Coming in at a number three this week, that was the super talented Tierra, a wake-up call. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I had a chance to speak with Tierra on the show on January 5th. Tell you a little bit more about the interview after I tell you a little bit more about Tierra herself. Alabama native Tierra has been singing ever since she was a little girl. Her voice has been described as rich and soulful, and she decided to consider music as a career when she was about 13 years old, and taught herself how to play the guitar by watching YouTube tutorials, which is how I taught myself to play the guitar, by the way. YouTube is great for stuff like that. Anyway, I'm getting off track here. So, Tierra began to perform at local festivals and coffee shops around the Birmingham area, and eventually earned a spot to perform at the famous Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee. But Tierra has performed at many of the popular venues around Nashville, including The Row, the Commodore Grill, return trips to the Bluebird, and the listening room cafe for the song Suffragette. In August of 2016, Tierra was chosen as the Songs of Forget with the Girls Play Artist of the Month. And she was interviewed by Billy Dukes, who noted that, quote, Tierra seems to be an old pro already, as skilled with a pen as she is with a guitar or microphone. Recently, Tierra opened for country music group Shenandoah at the Helen Keller Festival in Tuscumbia, Alabama, and the Charlie Daniels Band at the Sweetland Amphitheater in LaGrange, Georgia, to a crowd of 2,500 people. But Tierra has been working on new music, which you just heard, at the legendary Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, where artists like Aretha Franklin, Etta James, Shenandoah, and Jason Isbell have recorded. But she has now set her eyes on Nashville, and has been taking a regular trips to further her country music career. But she also has a thriving social media presence with 16,000 followers on Twitter and 13,000 on Instagram. Some of her mini cover Monday videos have caught the eye of Darius Rucker, Cam, Kelly Bannon, and Carly Pierce. Tierra has already had significant success in the music business, but she's just getting started. And like I said, we had Tierra on the show about 3 weeks ago, and folks, she is just the sweetest. We talked about her, obviously her career, this song, Wake Up Call, which we played for that interview as well, and just a life in Nashville in general. I mean, she actually moved to Nashville about a month or so ago. So we talked about how the city itself has been treating her, and while I have yet to see her in person, hoping that changes soon, I did catch one of her performances online at the Song Certificate show. And those shows air every Monday night at around 6:15 p.m. Central, 7:15 Eastern. So if you're on Periscope, you gotta check out a Song Certificate show. All right. Moving on to the number two spot, we have an upcoming guest, and she'll be on the show with us February 6th, and this is also brand new music from Taji Bachman called Heat of the Summer, and I'll tell you guys a little bit about Taji after we hear the single. And coming in at number two this week, like I said, is Taji Bachman with Heat of the Summer on Indie Country Radio.
Carnival lights in the distance, summertime red light kissing, stopping traffic. Yeah, we had. Up in the rear view, we were only thinking about us two. Had to have it, it was magic, but nothing lasts forever. And I wonder, do I ever cross your mind? Was it the heat?
At number two this week, that was Our guest on February 6th, Taji Bachman with Heat of the Summer. Let's see. A dedicated, focused, a mature, passionate. Are those words generally used to describe somebody much, much older than Taji Bachman? But that's exactly how one would describe her. Her close friends also describe her as energetic, creative, kind, and ambition. Taji is a singer-songwriter from Stark County, Illinois, and has had a dream of becoming a country music star for half her life. She's lived in Joliet, in Normal, Illinois, prior to moving to Stark County. These varied early life experiences from the crossroads of America, including emergency life-saving surgery at the age of 5, have positively influenced her culture and values. She's very appreciative and humbled by all those who have blessed her with mentoring and continue to provide guidance and support in her life and in her rising music career. Taji spent the last 8 years preparing herself for performing on the big stages. She's learned how to play the guitar, ukulele, and piano, and hopes to soon add a fiddle to that ensemble of instruments. She has sang and played at venues and festivals across Illinois and in Nashville, Tennessee, sharing the stage last venue with artists Joe Nichols, Parmalee, John Party, Craig Campbell, Levin Taft, Jason Thompson, Clayton Anderson, Tyler Barham, Jake Maurer, J.T. Hodges, Drew Baldridge, and Easton Corbin. She recently finished recording and releasing her debut EP, Win Me Over. But since that EP, she has literally just released today her new EP called Forever in a Second. And while I'm thinking about it, I have to give quick congratulations to her and Kaylee Shore for releasing those new EPs today. They are just killer, ladies. Anyway, Taji enjoys all genres of music, but country is the one that speaks most to her. Her love for country music is fueled by a vibrant spirit to sing from her heart about genuine life experiences, people, dreams, and adventures. The music is a natural outlet for Taji because her two passions are creating art and connecting with others. One of her favorite aspects of her budding music career is writing her own songs. With her lyrics and unique vocals, she longs to reach others on a deeper level. She doesn't want people to just hear her music. She wants them to feel it on a raw emotional level and be inspired. When she's not enjoying music, she keeps herself occupied with her other interests, which include photography, longboarding, drawing, running, soccer, and cheerleading. Her ultimate attitude is one of confidence. She says, quote, with enough persistent effort, with enough persistence, effort, and ambition, there's nothing you can't do. The only thing that can limit you is your a lack of self-belief. So that's a little bit about Taji Botwin for you, who had the number two song this week with her a brand new single, Heat of the Summer, and that, folks, brings us to the number one song. I had this artist as my last interview of last year. She was on the show, and her name is Alexis Taylor, and the song's called "Blame the Whiskey." And I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Alexis after we hear the number one song this week on Indie Country Radio. Here's Alexis Taylor and Blame the Whiskey. About her music, what's coming up for the rest of 2018. And it was just a lot of fun. So Alexis Taylor is a Canadian singer and songwriter who was born and raised in a small town of Huntsville, Ontario. From a young age, she showed a great interest in music, displaying proficiency in guitar, vocals, and strong capabilities in the area of songwriting. At the age of 12, she wrote her first song and learned how to play guitar shortly after. Throughout her high school years, she performed in many local venues, including the Huntsville Algonquin Theater, the Gravenhurst Opera House, Hidden Valley Resort, and Deerhurst Resort. She completed she competed as a finalist in Muskoka Star Quest and was part of the first annual Muskoka Song Night. By then, music had become a inseparable part of Alexis's life. After high school, she continued to build upon her musical skills through studies at Berklee College of Music and performed at various venues and radio stations throughout North America. It was during a visit to Nashville, Tennessee in 2012 that Alexis fell in love with the city and decided to pursue music full-time. Summer of 2016 saw the launch of Alexis's international career with a tour throughout Scandinavia, opening for renowned singer-songwriter Doug Seegers. Quote, being able to open for someone as talented and genuine as Doug Seegers, along with his incredibly gifted band, has been an experience of a lifetime, she says. The opportunity truly allowed me to grow as a performer, and I am so grateful that Doug took me under his wing. I'm currently making frequent trips to Nashville, Tennessee. Alexis is continuing to follow her dreams of becoming a musician, performing at a variety of venues in North America, and working on new music she hopes to share in the near future. And that was, like I said, that was Alexis Taylor at number one with A Blame the Whiskey. Okay. In the next minute or so that we've got, I have a question for you guys. What do you get when you put two radio hosts on the same interview together? Well, you're going to find this out tomorrow as we welcome radio host Cassie Lynn Wills to the show. I've admired Cassie's work for a long time, and I'm just super excited to be able to talk with her. So I think with that being said, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.